Happy Mother's Day again to all the ladies in the house, to the mothers in the house, including those who do not always or even get thanks or remember or even thought of. A special prayer for the mothers of whom Mother's Day is difficult or painful. My thoughts and prayer are with mothers who have suffered the loss and the pain in the name of motherhood. Mother who have survived the death of a child, those who have died during pregnancy, at birth, or any time. Mothers of soldiers lost at war, and mothers of children who suffer illness, and those taken suddenly by accident or murder or any other means. Special prayer for those who lost a child they ever had, and a prayer for mothers of children who were kidnapped or abducted by family or strangers. Special Mother's Day prayer to grandmothers, great-grandmothers, aunties, sisters who raised other children like it was their own children. A special prayer to the blended family mother who went through so much pain but made it over that mountain. I pray a day free of pain, as it can be for every mother who had a child taken by child protective service, temporary or permanently, and those who lost children to adoption. I pray a day of peaceful and possible for women who are separated from their children by long distance, incarceration, or mental or physical illness, or any number of other circumstances. I pray contentment and peace to the mother who abandoned their children in trash cans as infants or left them when life became unbearable. May we all be kind to the homeless mother, to the drug addict, the panhandler, to that teen that finds that motherhood is so bearable that she wrestles in her mind with suicide. To the mother that lives in the swamp, to that mother that lives in a car, or to that mother that lives in a hole in a wall. A special prayer out to Yolanda, who lost everything that she had in a fire. And we need to continue keeping her up before the Lord. And last but not least, a special prayer to my own wife, who with the spirit of a mother, yet don't have children, but one of the best mothers I've ever seen. Amen. And I thank you, Sister Anna Lee Arrington, aka Auntie Baby. Amen. Amen. We thank God for that. Turn your Bible to Joshua chapter 2. Joshua chapter 2. One of my favorite stories in the Bible. Joshua chapter 2. I love the story of Rahab. I can identify with this. Coming from a life of sin and shame, we all have. This here is a fascinating woman, a woman of faith. Now, there are some who would say that this is not a suitable message on this beautiful Mother's Day, but let me share this with you before I go into my message. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 said, the Apostle Paul put it like this here. But God have chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God have chosen the weak things of the world to put the things that are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things that are despised, God have chosen for his own glory. And that's why we are here today, because God have chosen us. God didn't look down and say, oh, there goes a doctor, I'm going to use him. There goes an educated person, I'm going to use him. But whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we all come from a life of sin. But God, who is so rich in mercy, wherewith he saved us, even when we were lost, are separated in sin. Amen? Amen. The Apostle Paul He was grooming a young pastor by the name of Titus. Yes. And he left him on the island of Crete. And Paul told this young pastor, saying this here. Now, these Cretans have some issues, but I don't want you to look down on them, because Paul said, we ourselves at some time were disobedient, foolish, living a life of malice and envy, hating one another. But the kindness and the love of God, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but he shed abundantly his mercy upon us all. And because of that, we can come and give glory to the Lord on this beautiful Sunday morning. Let's go into the text. Verse 1 begins with these words. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house, or a prostitute house. And her name was Rahab, and they lodged there with her. Now, Moses had died. The children of Israel had witnessed a great deliverance by power and blood, by the blood of a Passover lamb, and by the power of the Red Sea. The Israelite had spent 40 years in the wilderness after their exodus out of Egypt. And now it was time to be blessed. Joshua, who was commander in chief, was preparing his invasion in Canaan. And so he sent out two spies in the city of Canaan, in the city of Jericho. It's just something about God. He don't need an army to get victory. He sent out two spies to assess the country, whether the country is fortified or whether they can take this country. And the spies end up in a harlot's house. And you tell me today God won't come and see you where you are. I don't care what place you are. I don't care what position you are in. God will come and see about you. God have no respect of person. God have no one to toss out. God love us with the everlasting love. And whatever you were doing last night, you're not doing it today. If you have a heart to hear, a heart to receive, and an ear to hear, God would receive you on his own. Amen. Because God is an awesome God. God is a good God. God is a God that loves his people. And so these two spies will have to swim the Jordan River, probably at night, approach the strong city of Jericho, get inside the gate and find a place to lodge. And they found a place. And they found a place, a prostitute. Amen. I love this story. I love this story because this is the life that we came from, a life of sin. But God. And so they were led to this house, not only because it was an available place, not only because she had a ready heart, not only because they were ready to bring back a good report, because remember last time in the book of Numbers, the 13th chapter, they brought back a bad report. But this is the sovereign plan of God. And who God called, he qualified. And who God qualified, he prepares to do his will. Amen? Amen. And this woman was a woman of true faith, a woman that put her life on the line for these spies. And this woman was separated from the commonwealth of Israel. She was a Canaanite woman. And because of the lifestyle she was living, judgment was coming on Jericho. Amen? Let's continue reading. Verse 2. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in here tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come in here, which are entering to your house, for they are come to search out all the country. Then the woman took the two men and hid them and said this, yes, the men came to me, but I don't know where they went. So she lied. Now, here's a woman, as I said earlier, the Canaanite woman. But somebody say, but God. But God. Here's a woman that lied out of the commonwealth of Israel, and God is continually reaching out to her because God is good. Now, here we have a king, And this king of Jericho, he's a little frightened. He's a petty king. He's a city king. He's frightened because he knows that on the other side of Jordan is a multitude of people, the children of Israel. And he's frightened about the invasion that might come towards Jericho. And he also knows that the people on the other side of the river are being watched by a true and holy God. Amen. And in these times, don't we want God to look out for us? We need God in these times. These are terrible times in the city of St. Louis. We need a God to look out for us. We need a God to watch us. As God watched the children of Israel on the other side of Jordan in the wilderness, he provided for them. He took care of them. And that's what we need today. We need God to continually looking out for us. Now, let's look at Rahab. Five things we're going to learn about the life of Rahab. Amen. Five things. First of all, we're going to talk about her pain. We're going to talk about her secret. We're going to talk about her faith. We're going to talk about her deliverance and her joyous ending. Amen. From nothing to something. Somebody say, but God. Only God could take a nothing and make something out of it. But the Lord. We're serving an awesome God this morning. Amen. Amen. Let's look at her pain. Her pain was her title. Her pain was her status, her position, her place as a harlot. Her pain was that she was a lady of the night, a woman who engaged in sexual activities for payment. This is who she was. Her pain was not only her position as a prostitute, but her pain also was the city of Jericho. Jericho was a corrupt city. The nation was characterized by vices, astrocity. Sex was part of their worship. Babies were buried alive. Babies were sacrificed to idol gods. Horrible orgies were committed. They were a cancer on society. And the sins of Jericho had just reached the heart of God. And judgment was going to be swift and painful. And God hates sin. God will punish sin. And you know what? We're in a time in St. Louis that don't tell me your community don't bring pain to your heart. These are times today that when you step out your door and make it back home, you better thank the Lord. You truly better thank the Lord. Because according to the crime survey in the city of St. Louis, my chance and your chance of becoming a victim of a terrible crime is 1 in 55. In other words, let me put it like this here. When Pastor States or Brother Marlon, even Marlon gets up in the morning to prepare himself to go to work or even prepare himself to go to church, I have less than a 50% chance of making it back home safely. Amen? In the year 2015, 2016, in the city of St. Louis, our community and our home where we stay, you had close to 200 homicides, close to 200 murders. You had over 260 rapes in the city of St. Louis. You had almost 1,800 robberies. You had 3,500 assaults. And you tell me God haven't been good to you? Have anybody here been knocked upside the head? God is good. This is one of the terrible cities in America. The top five worst city to live is in the city of St. Louis. Amen. You tell me God haven't been good. And here we are under divine protection. You know, our children go away to school. We worry about them. But somebody say, but God. Because we're the people of God that stay on our knees. Amen. And we're living in horrible times. I moved from one community to another community. I thought I was moving to a better community. I was there a few years and somebody started trying to steal my truck. But that's where we are today. The only safe place is in the will of God. The safest place in the whole white world is living in the will of God. Mississippi Mass Choir, amen? That song by Mississippi Mass Choir, amen? Amen. So we know that God is, as God was a divine protector For the children of Israel, he's a divine protector for us also. We need protection. Amen. We need protection. Amen. Let's look at her secret. The Canaanites had a secret. And their secret was that they were frightened. They were frightened of the Israelite. Let's look at her secret. In the book of Numbers, chapter 13, the Lord spake to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, the land that I've given you, a land that flowed with milk and honey. And Moses chose one man out of each tribe of Israel. And Moses said to the 12 men, and see what he sent them, and see what's in the land, whether the land is good or bad, whether the land is strong or weak, or whether the land has what we need. So the 12 spies went to the city of Jericho. All right. You guys be patient with Pastor here. And so the 12 spies back in Numbers 13, they went and they searched out the land, and they searched out the land for 40 days. And they all came back except two, Joshua and Caleb, with a bad report. But these spies that Joshua sent out, they were determined to bring back a good report. And they brought back a good report. And we need a good report. We need to hear from God. We need to hear a good report from God. We need to know that our God is in our corner. Despite of what we've done, despite of how we have fallen, despite how we went the other way, we need to know that God will work in our lives. Amen. The Bible let us know that he that commits sin is of the devil. But God say, if you confess your sins, amen, if you confess your sins and forsake your sins, God is just and to forgive us and to cleanse us, not only just to forgive us, but also to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Amen. Amen. That's the God that we're talking about. Even when I fall, even when I fail, even when I turn to look the other way, God is right there to comfort me. God is there to keep me. I can't possibly lose because God is that good. Amen. Amen. God is a good God. Let's give the Lord a praise. Amen. Now, we're talking about a woman of faith. Let's discuss her faith a little bit here. Truly, faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Amen. Amen. In the Gospel of John 5:24, Jesus said to a group of people, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth upon him that sent me, shall have everlasting faith. Amen. Salvation is an act of God apart from man. And the only participant is the sinner. And that's where we come from, hearing the word of God, responding to the word of God, and God, he filling us with his Holy Spirit. Amen. God's word deserve a response. Amen. God is good. God sent his word. And if you have a heart to receive, a ready heart, God is there for you this morning, right now, this day. Amen. Amen. Now, here's a beautiful example of saving faith. Now, Rahab, she had no scripture, no teaching. She had no spiritual advantage. She knew no Sabbath, but here is genuine faith in action. Joshua 2:10, hear the word of God. For we have heard, they heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what he did to those two kings on the Amorites who were on the other side of Jordan, Sin and Og, whom you already destroyed. God gave them power and the strength to do that and the confidence to destroy their enemies. As soon as we heard these things, our heart did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he's a good God. He's a God in heaven above and earth beneath. Faith come by hearing, and that's hearing the word of God. Like I said, it doesn't matter what walk of life you come from. If you can hear the word of God, God himself will change your life. Amen? Whatever position, as I said earlier, whatever place, I know the places that I've been, and God, the Holy Spirit, was chasing me. God gave me a word, and I heard the word of God, and I responded to the word of God, and God changed my life forever today. And that's been 28 years ago, amen? And God will do the same for you, because there are many people sitting in the church house, sitting in the church, that are not saved. They're going through the rituals. They're going through the ideology that they are saved. They heard the word of God, but they didn't respond to the word of God. And now they're caught up in church work, an act of religious church work. And they need to hear from God. They need to hear a word from God. God touches your heart. He'll change your life. The Bible let us know he brought us out of darkness and into his light. Nothing but a true and a true living God. Amen? Amen. So, here's a believing heart. Am I right? Here's a believing heart. The message that we find here is that God judged sinners, but he spared those that believe in her, that believe in him. Her faith was true faith. Her faith was the faith that stand the test of time. Her faith, she put her life on the line for these spies because she heard a word from God. She heard that God separated the Red Sea. She heard about how God, how the death angel went through Egypt. She heard how God delivered the children of God from Pharaoh's hand. By faith, she heard and she responded. She responded to what God said. She said, for your God in heaven and above. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and earth beneath. Amen? Amen. 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 Now we're going to talk about her deliverance. And if you are a Christian today, you all have deliverance in the Lord. In the Gospel of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that to whomsoever believeth shall not perish. It was the Lord that worked a great deliverance in our life, a deliverance from being eternally separated from a holy God. Nobody but God, for whosoever believeth shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. When you look through the Bible, you see the works of God in deliverance. You know, God brought Daniel out of the lion den. God delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace. God wrought great deliverance in the people of God. And whatever thing that you have that have attached itself to you, God, he will deliver. He will deliver. Whether drugs, alcohol, and all these toxic things that seem to want to attach themselves to the people of God. God is a great deliverance, and God will deliver us. I want to read something to you. In the book of Joshua, the 6th chapter, verse 20, reads like this here.
So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city.
Yes.
Every man straight before him. And they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep.
Yes.
And ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she had, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab.
Amen.
And her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had, and she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise. Amen. That's a great God, a great deliverance. Look, God not only delivered Rahab out of the city of Jericho, God destroyed her enemies. She turned from the city of Jericho to the Israelite. That there let me know that she was tired of what was going on in this city. She put her life on the line by faith in the true and living God. She wanted to be separated from that, and God showed her, as he showed the Israelite in Egypt, that he's still a God of great deliverance. And even today, this day, not yesterday, this day, God's still delivering. He will deliver you from whatever will keep you from serving him. Amen. 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 So we've seen the pain of Rahab. We've seen the secret. We've seen Rahab's faith. We've seen this mighty great deliverance. And now we're going to look at her joyous ending. I love this story. I love the story of Rahab. I love the fact that God didn't judge me, but he saved me. Even though I deserve to be judged, I deserve to be eternally separated from God, but the grace of God, the love of God, and the mercy of God gave me what I need to have fellowship with the real resurrected Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. Her joy is ending. And Joshua spared Rahab the harlot, her father's household, and all that she had. So she dwelled in Israel to this day, because because she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Now, this is her joyous ending. Here's a lady in the land of Canaan, a Canaanite lady from the city of Jericho. This woman was a prostitute. She was the worst of the worst. And because of that activity she was living, that was one of the reasons God went down to destroy Jericho. But Rahab married an Israelite. Now, isn't this something? This is amazing. Rahab married an Israelite by the name of Simon. He was an Israelite. He was in one of the tribes, and he was a powerful man. And you know, some historians say, it's not in the Bible, but some say that one of the spies was Simon that went to visit her in their home. That's what they say. But listen to this here. So Rahab married an Israelite by the name of Simon. They settled in Bethlehem, and she passed on her strong faith in the Lord to her son Boaz, who Boaz was married to Ruth. And now they're all in the list in the family of the tree of Jesus Christ himself. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. That is amazing to me, how God would take a nobody and sit that person next to him. So when you look at the family tree of Jesus Christ, you'll see Rahab's name right there with the rest of the heroes. And now she's always in Hebrew, the elect. She's also in Hebrew, the chapter 11, in the hall of faith. Amen? Amen? Amen. Listen to this here. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with them who were disobedient. And Rahab is also listed in the family tree of Jesus Christ himself. Amen. That's a blessing. Ain't that something? I look at that at great blessings from our true God. Amen. Amen. God come to judge a society. He come in to destroy an entire city. But he spares a woman of faith, even though she was equally worse than the rest of them. Somebody say, but God. Yeah. Only God. Because the rest of us will really kick her to the curb. But somebody say, but God. But he spared a woman of faith, even though she was equally worse than the sinners in the city, and yet she escaped this judgment. Because if you read, if you heard that deliverance, how God went and destroyed the city of Jericho, but Rahab escaped because of her faith in the true and living God. And that is the essence of the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believeth shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And we are all equal worthy of the judgment of God. We don't deserve to be sitting in the house of prayer. We don't deserve to be sitting here at Blessed Hope Bible Church. But God, who is so rich in mercy, wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in sin, we were spiritually separated from a holy God. But God. And we have much to be excited about. We have much to be joyous about. Because we are somebody in the Lord. Amen. We are, yes, yes. We are a powerful people in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise. Ready?